That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Show at 877-931-4TNT. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Read that Tinder email there, Todd. You get that from, I didn't say don't say my name, so. Some guy named Barry. Yeah.
I met a girl on Tinder.
Yeah, is he from that one? Bacock family?
Yeah.
Her and her husband are...
Bacock and family, right.
E-N-M, ethically non-monogamous.
Oh, there you go.
Is that what the E stood for?
Yeah, okay. She and I date, go out, have sex.
I thought it was an enormous nipple something.
I have met her husband. He knows. We all hang out. The first time I met her husband and brother, I was very nervous, but it was really cool. And we're all friends. I don't have a partner. But this works for all of us.
So he's the bull in this situation.
Yeah, he's basically the bull. I wonder if you're listening, he's listening live, obviously. Does the husband watch? Is he the cuck? Is he in a corner? You know?
It didn't sound like he watched.
No.
Yeah, so I don't think this is a bull-cuck situation.
No, sure. The bull has to be watched.
Yeah.
By the cuck, right, yeah.
She hangs out with her husband's dad.
As I understand it.
Yeah.
Okay, and he doesn't have...
And a lot of times the bull is a huge black dude. That's usually the bull I see on, at least in the documentaries I watch.
We don't know that Barry's not.
Good point.
So she's
Barry,
just
you're a
the
huge black dude, right?
He is ESP, ethical side piece.
There you go.
Why the word ethical? Ethical non-monogamy.
Because that means both.
It's right, not,
they all know.
Right. Everybody's cheating on
anybody. Yeah. I got that.
Everybody's cheating.
Sure. There's unethical non-monogamy going on all the time.
Yeah,
that means your partner doesn't know about
that's
it.
That's cheating.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Ethical, everybody's in on it, and everybody's cool with it. So, you know, go for it.
Back to the study
Did she say on Tinder, Barry, if you're listening, did she say on Tinder when she hooked up with you that she had a husband and he's okay with this? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I bet you don't put that in your profile, but you got to get it out there real quick once you start messaging with someone.
Well, we'll get to they have a dating app just for this, but there's some other stats I'm going to throw at you here.
Okay.
All right. 2.5 and 4% of those in romantic relationships were currently engaged in consensual or ethical non-monogamy, assuming about 70% of Americans are in a relationship. That indicates 2-3% of all American adults are, by agreement, not strictly monogamous. And they equate that to about the number of people that would have a peanut allergy.
Right.
Although the two are not,
A peanut allergy kill you.
Yeah. Unrelated,
yeah.
Just because you have a peanut allergy doesn't mean you're non-monogamous.
But you could be. You would think. But you could be. There's somebody who's in both categories.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there is.
Right. Yeah.
And the number may be growing. There's something happening in society at large where we're seeing more people talk openly about non-monogamy. We don't have the scientific data yet to confirm an uptick. Just a smattering of numbers indicates it's not just chatter and magazine stories.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that seems like there's more people doing it now because more people are talking about
it.
It had been going on for a long time, and now it's just more vocalized.
Well, there's probably more discussion about it.
Well, I think it might be happening more too, Nick, because I
more
think
out in the open.
The Judeo-Christian crap is going by the wayside. This is one of the situations where people try to stop society from moving forward, and it does it anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then they fight back.
Anyway.
Yeah, take it back.
Yeah.
There is a dating app called Field, F-E-E-L-D, an app for those open to experiencing people and relationships in new ways. And they have reported in the past 3 years a 500% increase in the number of users, including the terms ethically non-monogamous and polyamorous in their profile.
How do you get the guy is blocked here?
How do you get to be the guy who just gets to bang the woman and not have to do anything then?
I guess you have to have a little conversation. I guess you have to have a little discussion.
Expert on one.
Yeah. And
just Barry?
Yeah.
No.
You have to ask Dick the Dominator.
Oh, Dick.
Yeah. More, bud.
Good morning. It could be as simple as a stag and vixen relationship as well.
What's a stag and vixen? What do you mean, stag and vixen?
Explain that one to us there.
Generally, stag and vixen, that's where two people are in a committed relationship, but they also seek play partners on the side. The play partners don't have anything to do with either half of the couple, but they do know that they are playing with other people.
Got it.
You generally see this in people who are in their mid to late 30s. Generally, they're going to be well off as far as in their business career, and they're going to be emotionally and financially stable.
Got it. Now, is this something they would put on their Tinder page, that they're in that lifestyle?
Stag and vixen is very common to see on there, and those are keywords that people who are in the swinger or the polyamorous community would recognize. Just like most people put ENM in their profile, which stands for ethical non-monogamy, because some sites will flag you if you put poly in there.
Oh, why?
Puss hates that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of sites, especially fetish sites, don't like the swinger community because they view them as not committed to the role of either dominant or submissive, or they're just out there to bang everything inside.
So many rules in that community, man. Got to be careful. All right. Dick, that was great information. Mm-hmm. You always supply the best, man. We appreciate it.
Well, let me run this by you because, the early they had suggested that it was people who are more well off, upper middle class, participated in this more. But now there's data that shows there are less educated people who also enjoy the polyamory.
A lot of people are starting to notice, and they're starting to get in contact with their swinger community. Beforehand, you had to know somebody who was part of the swinger community, kind of like the secret little club.
But now that
people are starting to become more sexually aware of themselves and their partner, it's more open and it's easier to find those clubs and venues.
It's like the villages in Florida where all the fat maggots bang each other. That's basically what they're
doing. No, probably.
This will surprise you. People in polyamorous relationships were less likely to be Christian or Republican, or more likely to identify as multi-ethnic, multi-racial, and more likely to earn less than $40,000 a year. Other studies have also failed to find a telltale demographic. So they haven't really nailed down. It's all over the board.
So everybody likes to bang everybody.
Yeah. Stag and vixen. I got that.
Yep.
Right. In the morning.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man.
All right. You're welcome.
Talk to you soon, bud. Man. Always
Dick
an education.
He's always on it.
He's
man.
The professor.
Dick is always on it.
Do you know where he works?
I don't know.
Business he does specifically.
What kind of business he's in?
I just picture him making these phone calls and like going in and sitting in a queue, sending professional emails.
I prefer to think of him as a man of mystery. I don't want to know.
I would hope he would teach this somewhere.
I think he does.
He teaches breath play.
He should be. I guess he does classes.
He's an educator.
But he doesn't teach breath play at Metro Community College.
No, probably not.
But if they decide to start up a class, I got a recommendation for a teacher.
Sure, man. Yeah. Nick's a former Metro alumni, right?
Dropout?
At least like a 2 or 3 time dropout.
There you go. Yeah, cool.
From there.
Take breath play with Dick the Dominator.
I don't know why it doesn't feel as bad dropping out of the community college. It should probably feel worse.
Professor Dominator. All right. Yeah, so Barry, if you're listening, are you the bull? Are you a big black guy? Did you know that she was married on Tinder before you hooked up with her? All those questions.
How about the husband? Does he get to have a side piece?
I hope so.
Because then he's just a bitch.
If he's not, it's got to be his choice.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like everybody's open to do what they want to.
Right.
Or who they want to.
Well, remember when Dick was married to another friend of ours for a while there, and he wasn't into playing around.
But that was his choice.
That was his choice, right.
That was his choice.
Right. Now, she was pegging everything in sight, but we haven't seen her in a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, not everything in sight, just all
the guys, all of our listeners.
Right. Just the inbox
of our listeners
full of requests.
To get paid, yeah. Right, yeah.
She had a line waiting of our listeners, you freaks.
I mean, like three states. Does she travel to Wichita? I got a peg. She can peg me. Right.
Meet me halfway?
But then go all the way.
Wheatfield in northern Kansas?
Oh, we had all kinds of people wanted a peg from her.
Right, guys who had their own pegs.
Right. I spot a new peg. Nobody will peg me.
Just throwing this out there, most drug dealers have only one scale. I disagree with that. And they weigh their fentanyl-laced anything next to the what they weigh. Maybe some shrooms. There could be some fentanyl on your shrooms.
I'd be surprised.
Yeah,
by
I would too.
Yeah, I mean, well, but surprised they
did. You're surprised once.
You know, right, exactly.
But, you know, ask your shroom dealer if he cleans his scales on a regular basis.
Well, just look around his house and see if you're right. Is this your shroom scale or your coke scale?
Yeah, but I don't know a guy who's into shrooms. He might sell multiple drugs.
Right, right.
Yeah, but the shroom guy I deal with is pretty much all shrooms. So no reason to have any fentanyl around.
But
not really an enhancer.
Says, pretty much all shrooms. That's Shingo hanging out.
But do you get there's shroom edibles now. I mean, it seems maybe wrongfully so to me, but that seems like a safer way to go.
Yeah, the edible part does. Yeah. Are there shroom edibles now?
Oh,
Like gummies?
Gummies, chocolate.
So do the same thing a shroom does?
But I don't know how you'd infuse fentanyl into, say, a mushroom cap.
Rub it on the outside.
Right, there's no mixing anything together.
No.
Well, again, if it just been sitting on the wrong scale, I think is the point.
Unless you marinate it in a pot of fentanyl, and I don't know how you do that.
You probably want to avoid that.
Yeah.
I marinated it in the fentanyl pot.
And if you Google that, that'll be you need help.
Seems like a perfectly good waste of fentanyl.
Marinating fentanyl, would be.
To marinate a mushroom in it.
There's like eight things we've typed in this morning, and the first thing that popped up was, do you need help?
Yeah. Right. Call 988. No, we're fine.
988.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Peter Bacon, a little later on this morning. Tom Arnold is going to phone the program. Gary Curtis.
En route.
This hour.
En route.
He's en route. Okay,
just running a little late.
Yeah. He said, he tweeted out yesterday, I must have caught the tweet immediately when he did it. He said, join me. Hang on a second here. Let me get this. And then he laughed. He said, man, you're on that right away. I'm thinking, well, because I must have been just staring at my phone, obviously. But it was, join me tomorrow on the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire between 8 and 10. And I'll tell you how my life has changed since the Love Show. And I said, Love Show? Whoa, what was that about? Then he meant live show. Obviously, he corrected it right away. So we're going to see how Gary's life has changed since the live show. Yeah. And you and Gary are out this weekend, right, Nick?
Yes, we're doing a late show at the Funny Bone Friday night, and then Saturday night we'll be at Backswing Brewing in Lincoln.
Zach Peterson on that show Friday?
The Friday night show is Zach Peterson, Cameron Logsdon, Rachel Ware, and then we have Jocelyn DeBonis with us in Lincoln.
All right, cool. That's your...
The Blazing Mike show. If you've ever seen any of us before, the shows are completely different. We're going to be doing something different this weekend, too, like taking suggestions from the audience and doing stand-up and talking about whatever.
That's Late Show Friday, right?
Name a place and a scenario. Yes, and?
Now, give me some funny things to talk
about. You're at dinner with a cow. Go.
Cow's going to be pissed if you order steak.
Well, there you go. You're improv guy. You got to go on the road with those dudes, man. Go on
you
the road
did take
with
some improv
guys,
classes,
yeah.
didn't you?
I did, but there was once like, yeah,
oh, I had
it's
to do
hard.
That in college myself, man.
It's hard. Like, good improv is rare. It happened. Good improv is good. It's good, and I was never involved in any of that.
But the good stuff doesn't like whose line is it anyway? Didn't the good stuff always seemed like it was pre-prepared?
Yeah.
Those guys do it. They're touring all the time.
I know. Yeah.
No, they're that good. Those guys are that good.
Now,
they probably have directions
to me.
There's some really talented improvisers here in Omaha too. The backline has like good improv. I've seen anywhere. It's like I gotta be careful what I say here. Anywhere can have like a bad show or like people who are new or whatever. Like I know Rachel Ware does a lot of. She's a really talented improviser.
With her clothes on, even too, right? Sometimes.
No, but that's one of those things, too, though. You've got to make sure the whole lineup of an improv show is good improvisers.
Well, the four dudes at tour, those guys are touring all the time. Mm-hmm. They're all famous guys, and they've been doing that for years. So they probably have different keys they go off of, but they still ask the audience to give them examples, so you can't cheat then. You know?
An improv, it just seems like there's no middle ground with improv.
No.
Either you're real good, or it's terrible.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
He was okay.
The last improv show I was at, I had to walk out of because I was a little baked and realized that I was the only one laughing at the times I was laughing. People would be like, I'm a horse. They'd be like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. That's what you said. Yeah, you are.
Did you catch on the roast the other night? Did you catch Bert mouthing all of everybody's words?
Yeah.
Every time they cut to him, he was reading the prompter and
you
could see his lips moving along to the lines.
Yeah.
And he put up a video like yesterday. He's like, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was doing that. And I'm an idiot.
Yeah, we got to get a hold of Bert soon and talk to him about the behind the scenes in that situation. That must have been crazy.
I can't imagine what that was like that night.
Exactly. All right, Gary.
I thought he and Tom were good. I liked their presentation.
Yeah. But when Tony Hinchcliffe walked over to him and was just destroying him, you could see Bert's lips reading the line along with
really?
Him. Yes.
Yeah,
that's the part I haven't gotten to yet.
Such a weirdo. That's why I love him so much. He's such a weirdo. He was mimicking. The guy's done a movie.
He says he didn't even realize that his lips were moving along to everybody's lines.
All right. Barry got back to us. We'll get to his email when we get back here. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.